I'll take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world, eh?
A great long weekend. Perhaps you were camping, maybe lounging in your own backyard. I know a lot of people seem to be on some sort of a vacation, judging from my social media field, and it's pretty quiet in my neighborhood. You can just tell a lot of people are away. There is nowhere near as much traffic on my street right now. There's less kids ripping up and down on their bikes, less people out for walks or with their dog. It just seems quieter, and spent a few days myself out of Pasqua Lake. Had a blast Saturday, Sunday. Great. LJ was not too bad at all. In fact, water a little green, but kids didn't seem to mind. Lots of boats out on Saturday and Sunday, but Monday, yesterday, coming home a little earlier because the wind just was a little too much and it was a little grayer, but it was a good time out at the lake. Maybe you went to the exhibition before it closed on Sunday. Many of you sharing your reviews, summarizing the Queen City X on my CJMB Morning Show Facebook page. Thank you for all the comments. Marcy Moffat said, you know what? It was a lot cleaner. She liked the water stations. Didn't think there were that many rides, though, in her mind. And although it's expected, she thought the food was pricey as well, too. Sharisa said, so expensive, not enough rides. But it was cleaner. Dryden James told me he loved how open and less congested it was. I found that too when we went last week, and also appreciated all the hydration stations. Thought the food options were severely lacking, though, and I don't think many would disagree with that. You know how many comments I had about the fair when it came to food, pointing out there was no pizza? I also mentioned from Dryden, he said that outside of the rides, not much else to do. The vendors inside, or the displays, if you will, were pretty meager. I thought so, too. Cooperator Center was still using the ice rinks in all the soccer fields. So there weren't many displays, by no means. And Sean Brusco said, well, the Midway looked cleaner, and on short notice, he thought West Coast Amusements did okay, but they need a lot more food options. Yeah, that was the biggie. Incidentally, the Saskatoon Fair is still on this week if you're going up north on number 11 for whatever reason. And this is the start of a short work week for us all. We are set to get some rain as early as today, even off and on throughout the coming week occasionally. Shannon Moody from Environment Canada suggests most of southern Saskatchewan is in for some rain at least today.
Yeah, so we're looking at a very unsettled pattern for today and tonight through much of southern Saskatchewan. So we have an impulse tracking through that's bringing showers with embedded thunderstorms. With that being convective, there's going to be varying amounts of like how much rain falls, but it looks like in general, like most of southern Saskatchewan is going to get some kind of rain over the next 24 hours.
Well, rain is not going to hurt us by no means. I spoke to a few of my farming friends who've been vacationing the last few weeks, enjoying a little downtime while the crops were growing. And most of my farming friends seem to be heading back now to the farm. That's it. It's time to get prepared for the coming harvest. And with the exhibition out of the way, now a month of vacation left pretty much for the kids before they go back to school. And stores are already moving school supplies in front, right at the front doors as you get in there. I noticed that a few times this past week, and back to school shopping conversations have already started in my household as well, too. But heck, even the city, they want to remind you the Fall Leisure Guide is available right now to have a glance at, but registration won't start till August 17th. And the Riders, of course, winning big in Montreal on the weekend. Now we're into a bye week, and we are on a high. Just listen to the fans on the post-game show of the Green Zone.
This was their first game where really all phases of the game were clicking on all cylinders.
That was spectacular. I'm telling you, they just took the thunder and lightning right out of Montreal, and they're bringing their home.
Trevor Harris is quite simply the best quarterback in the CFL.
The receivers were great. Harris was great.
What a terrific game from start to finish.
Yeah, with love like that for the great and white, you think, okay, the club, when they get back in action 1 week from Saturday, right? This is the bye week. A week from Saturday, Mosaic, it's a Saturday afternoon game. The Ticats are here, and Bo Levi has got that team humming. Top of the East right now. So Trevor Harris, Bo Levi Mitchell, battle of the best. Riders actually up two games now. And with that win, 7-1, that is going to be quite the game. Well, I can't believe this. I come into work this morning and I see on the lineup Elton Johnson, our Green Zone analyst, Grey Cup champ, is going to go over the game with me. And I'm thinking, what? I saw him on social media talking about how he's taking the bye week off and he's on holidays. But my producer put you to work. Belton, are you there? Where are you now?
I'm here, Greg. I'm over in Calgary.
Well, is that the extent of the trip or are you going further than that?
Well, once we start making our way back towards Saskatchewan, I think Thursday, we're going to stay over there in Maple Creek, or not Maple Creek, what is it, Cypress Hills. And we've never been that area, so looking forward to it.
Well, that's my favorite. It's our go-to camping weekend, and we're going on a couple weekends from now. But so you went to the zoo, I see, and I bet you tried some good food. Any highlights so far on your vacation?
Oh, just wearing a little bit of green around here. All these Stampeder fans looking at me is kind of funny, but, you know, that's to be expected, I guess, with one of the best teams in the CFL, man.
Well, aren't we the very best? 7-1, up two games in the West right now. 34-6 win over the Alouettes. That killer instinct was there finally. You must have been happy with that one.
I was very happy to see it because, Greg, to be honest with you, that was the team that I was expecting week one and everything, right? And, you know, it took a few weeks to get there, but they got there. And, you know, again, I just look at this team, the injuries and, you know, things that they've been able to overcome. And they finally put it all together. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be waiting for y'all at the Green Mile here at some point. Down the road,
great. 10 games to go. Hold up there, little buddy. But quarterback Trevor Harris, 19 of 27 passes, 289 yards, two touchdown passes. I really like his accuracy. That guy, is he the best quarterback? I know Bo Levi's coming a week from Saturday and doing pretty good himself. Is Trevor Harris the best quarterback in the CFL right now?
I'm going to say he's the best right now, being that, you know, it's one thing with the completion percentage, right? I think he's, what, over 74 number of games here. But, you know, again, lately the deep shots he's been taking, like the balls have been so accurate where the receivers are able to catch the ball and keep running, right? So it's not like they catch the ball behind him or anything, had to stop. It's just pinpoint accuracy. And the deep shots, to me, when you beat team with big plays, it just deflates the other team.
Well, this bye week comes along at a good time because some of our players are still hurt. We haven't even seen the best of the Riders yet, have we?
I don't think we have, to be honest with you. Like you said, just the injuries and things. I'm just waiting. You know, they're in such a good spot right now. Because as the season further progress, you start getting some of those injured guys back. And once those guys are back, it's just the whole team overall is going to be so much better, just down the road here.
Well, look, I appreciate you taking the time on your holiday. You probably are just up with your morning coffee before all the other family is ready to go. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. And thanks for checking in with us here, Belton. We'll see you. We'll talk the Ticats a week from Saturday, my man. Thank you so much.
Hey, looking forward to it. Have a good one, Greg.
Saskatchewan Day Long Weekend behind us, yet many remain on vacation. A little quiet in my neighborhood, I found yesterday when I got back from the lake. You can just tell there's fewer kids ripping up and down the street on their bikes, and the blue bins were out, but you can see where they're not out, suggesting still away on vacation. And boy, wildfire smoke was not a big problem on the weekend, for us at least anyhow, but it is still a concern in our province, clearly. as we see more communities in the north under evacuation orders right now. There are 82 active wildfires. In total, 439 wildfires to date this year, well above the five-year average of about 348. Even smoke from Canada moving through parts of the U.S. Something like 700 fires burning in Canada right now, but the U.S. has a number of their own burning too, especially in California. And I saw on the news last night how Boston smoke was so bad it grounded the airport for a short time. The Las Vegas Strip looked as hazy as we've seen it within the last few weeks at times too. Air quality was pretty poor there too, but wildfire smoke will continue to be a problem, I'm sure, off and on in this now month of August that we're in. However, one of the biggest messages I found among all my friends socializing around the campfire is that they hope August is warmer than July, because we got some hot days, but it didn't feel like a hot month. And now, will this month of August be any different? Well, we're off to a bit of a rocky start here. There's showers and thunderstorms in the vicinity. Wait, there's only one man I know that can tell me the future of August, and that would be my buddy David Phillips from Environment Canada. We got him on the phone now. David, is this...
Hey, nice to be here. You set up that so well. I was just enjoying what you were saying about the smoke and the heat. And you're right about July. I mean, my gosh, I look back in May. I'm still shaking my head about the fact that summer came in May. I said, oh, well, wouldn't it be awful if May was what your summer was? But, you know, you had more days above 30 in May than you had in all of June and July.
Wow.
Come on. I don't think that's ever happened before. And you're right about July. July actually was, you know, we had 3 days above 30. So there were a couple of those warm days. And in fact, I think the warmest day of the entire summer was sometime in July there. I think it was on the 9th of July. But overall, when you stuck a thermometer into Regina, it came out to be about almost a degree cooler than normal. So, and precipitation was down. And I think the reason we're seeing so much smoke, I mean, the winds, of course, and the fires are blazing up there in Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Alberta. And yes, you're right, there are some California fires. So all those governors who blame Canada for their smoky summer, hey, it's all blended together. There's some Arizona fires and there's some California fires. It's just North American smoke.
Well, but I got to ask you, David, here now, as we move into this month of August here, we got a few good weeks of summer to go here. We're off to a bit of instability today with some showers and thunderstorms, but really the next 2 or 3 weeks, how do you see it?
Well, Greg, you're right about this week. I mean, it looks like a lot of instability. We had a threat of thunderstorms yesterday and rain in Regina. Didn't get any, but there were showers in the province. And we see that period this week looks a little unstable. You're right. There's a low pressure area that will tap into that moisture, the instability, and produce some thunderstorms and cooler temperatures, very cold up in the north, and it'll draw in some of that cold. But hey, that's not what the rest of the August into September is going to look like. Our models, and the American models are saying the same thing. We think that August is going to be warmer than normal. So forget this week, but it's going to come back. If you've left your holidays to August, don't fret. We haven't used up all your summer-like weather yet. And in fact, Greg, even the longer term, I know there's a lot of uncertainty, but the longer you look ahead, but in look at August, September, October. Now, I would guarantee you're going to have frost in September sometime. You're going to maybe have a skip of snow before the pumpkins come out at the end of October, but that doesn't mean that the August, September, October are not going to be gorgeous, and we think it's going to be warmer than normal, hey, a little wetter than normal, which I think will help to clear the air and help farmers. They always like a little rain. So my sense is, don't write the final chapter on summery-like weather. We still have a lot of summer to come.
David Phillips from Environment Canada, as always, you bring me good news at some point or another in our discussion. I thank you for the month of August.
You're so welcome, Greg.
If you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Oh, there it is. There's an earworm. I know on the weekend, out of the lake, around the campfire, someone mentioned, oh, Lonnie Anderson, I heard, passed away from WKRP in Cincinnati. And almost everyone started singing that theme, and we couldn't stop singing it either. But yeah, she did die on the weekend. She would have turned 80 this past weekend, too. And she played Jennifer Marlowe on WKRP from 1978 to 1982. She and Herb were so good together.
Morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Herb.
Any calls?
No.
Messages?
Nope.
Mail?
None.
How about lunch?
No lunch either.
Dinner?
Busy.
Okay, how about later in my place?
You're married, Herb.
Oh, yeah. I'm Andy Travis, the new program director. Sorry, I got a meeting. We'll talk later. If you last that long. Nice fellow.
One of the best. Would you like to see the big guy?
The big guy?
The skipper, the chief, the head honcho, the jerk who runs this place?
Lonnie Anderson. Her character was originally written as a real typical dumb blonde, but Lonnie wasn't interested in that, so she made them rework the character so that she could be portrayed as, quote, the smartest person in the room. And before landing WKRP, she auditioned to play Chrissy on Three's Company, and obviously she lost that part to Suzanne Summers. But she spent a lot of the 80s in the tabloids, all thanks to her marriage to Burt Reynolds. They got hitched in 88 after years of dating. However, their divorce in the early 90s was one of the ugliest Hollywood had ever seen. It took more than 20 years before they would completely settle up on the divorce. Lonnie Anderson, gone at the age of 79. There are very few photos of Lonnie in her elder years. She had a pretty low profile. Let's have a look at some international news here with Canada, U.S. Trade Minister Dominic LeBlanc. He was on Sunday morning CBS, where they challenged him how he had left Washington without a new trade deal amid increased tariffs from President Trump, and what was going on.
I would expect the Prime Minister will have a conversation with the President over the next number of days. That's certainly my plan, again, with Secretary Lutnick, recognizing that we think there is an option of striking a deal that will bring down some of these tariffs, provide greater certainty to investment. We passed in Canada our version of the President's One Big Beautiful Bill. It's called the One Canadian Economy Act, which we think will unlock up to $500 billion of investment in Canada for things like pipelines, port infrastructure, mines, all of which offer huge opportunities to American businesses as well.
So, according to him, more conversations are set to happen within the next few days. It's interesting to watch. A couple senior Canadian ministers are now headed to Mexico to discuss trade this week, by the way. But we will all be watching as Trump's tariffs are facing a legal challenge, too, right? The Federal Appeals Court raising questions about whether the president has the authority to impose across-the-board tariffs without congressional approval. Because previous trade deals like NAFTA, even our own U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that Trump negotiated during his first term, didn't go into effect until they were approved by Congress. And none of this has been approved at all. And if Trump loses in court, actually it could upend most of his new tariffs and also the various trade deals that he has negotiated over the last several weeks. So we're still waiting to see where that goes. But he did fire the Bureau of Labor Stats Commissioner on Friday after releasing a weaker-than-expected jobs report. Said it was rigged. By the way, he loved the jobs report from 2 months ago, produced by the same woman he just fired.
We need people that we can trust.
Trump said he's going to name a new labor stats chief in the next few days. He's probably combing Fox News right now looking for a qualified replacement. CJME News Time is 627.